Ishan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome on the Need Indeed podcast. I will tell you that Need Indeed podcast is a recent endeavor, and we have been doing this basically to record voices of the community, giving community a chance to come and share their stories and experiences with us. And I'm feeling excited to have you on the other side of the mic, because with you, we are kicking off a new series of stories. And that series is Conversations with the Youth and talking about their favorite pet stories. So thank you for kicking us off and welcome again.
That sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Ishan, for our listeners, would you get us started with a introduction, please, of about yourself?
Yep. My name is Ishan. I'm going to be a junior in high school this year. And some things I like to do are play music and do things outside and spend time with my family.
Wonderful. What kind of music, Ishan?
I play guitar, I play piano, and I sing, and I write my own songs. So I write pop songs and just all other kinds of music. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, I knew about guitar because when we did the Need Indeed Gala party, the sandwiches making, I had heard you there and you were wonderful. But I didn't know about some of the other musical activities. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, this is impromptu, and you can, of course, say no. And I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. But would it be possible to sing on this podcast at all?
Yeah, sure.
Or do you want to take a pause and sing, or however you want to do?
Yeah, I'm able to sing. Yeah, that for sure.
Okay. All right. How about we then end the podcast with your singing? For now, we will hurry up and get through our talking piece. Does that sound fair?
That does sound good. Yep.
All right. I wanted to also ask, because I said in the introduction that we are kicking off and doing pet stories. So to give a little context of the pet stories, I myself have a pet. We have a, let's see, how many years now? We have 8-year-old Tika. He's a small Australian terrier. And over these 8 years, all of us, the whole family, you know, the grandma, grandpa, and us, all of us have had such special memories with Tika that I thought that it would be wonderful to have other people share their pet stories. And that's how kind of this story idea was born. And we, of course, know that you have a pet. So would you like us to please tell our listeners what your pet's name is and your favorite stories and memories and how you spend time with your pet?
Yep. So my pet is named Snuffy. He is a 3.5-year-old golden doodle, a dog. And he is white, and he has a lot of energy still. Even though he's 3 years old, he's still got puppy energy. he can run around for so long, and we love having him. He's helped us through lots of things, and it's nice to have someone greeting us at the door every time we come back from things, or snuggling up to us when we have a hard day at work or school.
Isn't that interesting that they're always there to greet us? That's the same with Tika. Any specific incident that sticks out in your memory from when he was a baby and when you got him? Where did you get him, by the way? Where did you get Snuffy from?
We got him from somewhere up north in a city called Faribault.
Okay. And how old was Snuffy when you got him?
He was, I think, 9 weeks old when we got him.
Wow. Yeah, kind of similar to what Tika was. Tika was 8 weeks when we got Tika. Mm-hmm. You have any special memory of Snuffy from when he was a baby, when he did anything silly?
Yeah, we've got I've got lots of special memories.
Yeah, please tell some that our viewers, that our listeners can get a smile, just like how you had a smile thinking about it.
Yeah. When Snuffy was a puppy, I think when he was maybe, I want to say 3 months old or maybe a little bit older, one of my parents' friends from India came to visit us and stayed with us for, I think, a week. And for some reason, baby Snuffy, what he would do is every time he saw this friend, he would try to pull down his shorts. He would jump on him. He would jump on top of him and then try to pull down his shorts. And we still don't know why.
That is hilarious. I haven't heard that before. How old was Snuffy, you said, at that time?
I think about 3 months old.
Oh, wow. That is cute. That is cute.
Yeah.
I take it that Snuffy is quite social. Is he?
Yes, he's a very social dog. He loves attention from anyone, and he also loves being with other dogs and playing with them.
Yeah, yeah. And have you noticed any change in Snuffy now that he is not 3 months, but 3 years, and then kind of taking the conversation a little bit in the direction of, have you specifically noticed any change in the last 6 months because of the times that have come upon all of us?
Yeah. I think one major change is, like, he has even more energy somehow than when he was a little puppy. What he would do when we got him is that he would play for a little bit and he'd be running full speed, and in the middle of running he would just stop and lay down and fall asleep. but now he can stay awake for longer, and he can play for longer, so that's always nice. But in particular with COVID, one thing that we've noticed is that because we're spending so much time at home, he started to get a little bit more clingy and a little bit more upset when we leave home, because he's so used to us always being with him now.
You know, that is true. I've noticed a little bit of that with Tika also. And then I recently read an article that said that dogs are going to have a difficult time when their family members, once, you know, someday go back to work and that nobody's home, because they have, you know, emotionally come get attached to this situation. Especially, they were saying, the younger dogs, because they wouldn't know it any other way. So it's going to be difficult.
Yep, that is true.
But I guess we will deal with that when we get there.
Yep.
So Ishan, you must be getting ready for school to reopen. Is that that time of the year about, right?
Yep, yeah.
And do you know if school for you will be a hybrid or all online? How is it going to be?
I think we have the option to do either hybrid or all online. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I think my school has given us the option to do both or either one.
Yeah, yeah. Same in our household. We haven't decided what we're going to do, but yes, those options are there. Either, well, in our case, the classes are online, no hybrid option. The classes are online, but the choice is that you could take those online either from campus or basically any part of the world if you wish.
That
so
makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, different times for all of us. And you kids are doing an amazing job coping up with all of that.
Yes, it's a difficult time, but I think if we all work together, we'll be able to make it through.
Yes, true. All right. Any last thing you would like to share with our listeners, either about your memory or story related to COVID or Snuffy, before we move to the singing?
I would just say my one word of advice is that if you don't have any pets, or if you're considering getting a dog, definitely get a dog. It's adopt if you can. It's so worth it. Dogs, we humans don't deserve dogs. They're amazing. They help you through things, and they're just great friends.
Agree. I couldn't disagree at all. It's wonderful. You are right. And sometimes it does feel that we don't deserve them because they are always giving, whereas, you know, we pick and choose and give when it's convenient, but they're always giving. So totally agree. Thank you for sharing those sentiments and giving us some piece of advice also. So changing the mood a little bit, we are ready for your singing, but give us a little context as to what you'll be singing. And also you mentioned earlier that you write poetry. So would it be something that you have written? And if not, could I be greedy and ask you to read or sing something that you have written in addition to what you're going to sing?
Yeah, I can sing a song that I've written for sure. Yeah.
Wonderful.
The song I'll sing, it's called Chimes, and I wrote it, I think, this past December. And it's about moving on from things.
Very nice.
Okay. Are you able to hear the guitar?
Yes, and it's sounding beautiful already.
Okay, awesome. This is Chimes. Yes, no. It comes from a place I haven't yet seen. Words from the moments that haven't yet been. I tell her I feel like we could be one. Oh. She turns away, silent, it is done. Colors and feelings, I guess sounds can't show. Without meaning, there's no one more. Silver strand of worry remains. Used to flow, now it just hangs. I'm trying to translate the voices and words, but she doesn't say what she means. I heard. Sounds can't show.
things without meaning. I guess no one knows. Metal but soft, open and shut. Life still goes on, so now what? I'll find new feelings to fill up my holes. And she still remains there, but she's cold.
Very nice. Very nice. Ishan, there were moments where I just closed my eyes and I was just listening. It was the beginning was so peppy and, you know, tap the feet type. And then the ending was so soothing and calm. So I don't know if that's by design, but it was just worked perfect for me. So wonderful. And it's hard to say which is better, the singing or the music or the writing. I think it all came together. So this was an added treat, added bonus. I know we didn't talk about it at all. I just kind of threw a surprise at you. So thank you for doing this. It was wonderful.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad I could play.
Yes. All right. I think we are about with time. So any last parting words? Otherwise, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll stay connected and good luck with new year of school.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Who brought this podcast to you: Brent Love for mentoring and encouraging me to do the podcast, Fazal, Sachin, Narsi, Shyamal as part of the Need Indeed technical and communications team, Vishnu for creating the original music composition used in the podcast, Vishnu again for all the creative podcast edits, and last but not least, each and every single guest for coming on the show and sharing their stories with you, the listeners. Thank you to each and every one of you. The Need Indeed is a 501c3 nonprofit service organization serving the community by raising the awareness for living the life consciously, one individual at a time. Drop us a note at the address contact@theneedindeed.org to give suggestions on podcast topics or to sign up to be a guest on the podcast. Also, check out the Need Indeed website, theneedindeed.org, and the Facebook page to stay updated on the latest activities. Thank you for listening.